Hi, this is Amina Rahman, and Hafsa Rahman's with me. We're here to update you guys on our journey to becoming citizen reporters with NPR. This week was kind of exciting. I got to do a few interviews with community members. It was a little challenging to get them to come and be on the recorder, but we got a few of them. We're getting some interesting portraits of people in the community and what makes them feel special about being Muslims in Springfield or the challenges they find. For example, we got John Crago, who's grown up in Springfield. He became Muslim later on in life. One thing that is important to him is halal food, especially halal meat. So he's very passionate about that, educating people in the community about where they can find it or how they can procure it and what restaurants have it. He is so passionate about it that he is even trying to replicate recipes that he grew up with, like chili, and how he replicated it with halal meat and how he's passing down that Springfield tradition of chili to other places in Illinois, like his family in Chicago.
Because I'm a convert who takes halal food seriously, means that I had to personally re-engineer all of my favorite foods. It took me a while to recreate my version of Joe Rogers. My dad got his name on the wall at Joe Rogers back in the 70s, and I got on the wall in like 2006. Once I decided to start eating halal, I was like, okay, I need to figure out how to make chili like this.
I was just at the Capitol with some other members of the Muslim community from Springfield and also from Chicago and all over Illinois. We were speaking to our representatives about things we were passionate about, especially with regards to what's happening in Gaza and West Bank. One of our community members that was with me, his name is Ashraf Tamizuddin. He's been in the Springfield community for over 30 years. He's been in leadership positions in the Muslim community as well in Springfield. He finds it important that Muslims in Springfield use our geographic location and proximity to the capital to advocate for Muslims and other justice issues that are not even related to Muslims sometimes, because that's part of our faith to stand up for what's just and what's right.
My name is Ashraf Tamizuddin. I lived in Springfield for over 30 years. When I came over here, there were very few families. We were very private. They are mostly working people. And the thing is, Springfield is the capital of Illinois. So we have a lot of opportunities to work, not just for the Springfield community, Illinois, and for the whole country.
The recording wasn't so hard because I use Zoom. So that made it really easy because I feel like the sound was good and they had to be in a quiet space. I had to be in a quiet space. Just getting people comfortable. Sometimes they're a little bit robotic in their answers. But I feel like once I ask them questions or make a comment, laugh with them about something, they get more natural. So that's been helpful.
As I'm reaching out to people of my age in the community to get their advice on what they want represented, I find it's hard to get answers from them because they feel like it has to be something big and important when really we're looking for all the aspects of the community, just simple stuff like every day.
And we've been emailing back and forth with Priyanka as well to talk about our overall plan and how we're going to structure the four-part series and what kind of themes we're going to do. So that's been helpful to get that more organized. Priyanka had helped us out with our organized set of ideas. She had helped us out by creating a script.
Definitely helpful because it took our overall ideas and all the little details we had and sorted them out to make it a little easier for us to put together into a real storyline. We're hoping to get more input on what they want about the history of the community, about the present issues, general life as Muslims.
Also, Ramadan's coming up in 3 weeks.
And that's our audio journal for this week. Amina and Hafsa Rahman with NPR Illinois J Corps.